Reading.
Come and eat here. 1. Wang Peng sat in his empty restaurant, feeling very frustrated. It had been a very strange morning. Usually he got up early and prepared his menu of barbecued mutton kebabs, roast pork, stir-fried vegetables, and fried rice. Then by lunchtime, they would all be sold. By now, his restaurant ought to be full of people, but not today. Why was that? What could have happened? He thought of his mutton, beef, and bacon cooked in the hottest, finest oil. His cola was sugary and cold, and his ice cream was made of milk, cream, and delicious fruit. Nothing could be better, he thought. Suddenly, he saw his friend Li Cheng hurrying by. Hello, Lao Li, he called. Your usual? But Li Cheng seemed not to hear. What was the matter? Something terrible must have happened if Li Cheng was not coming to eat in his restaurant, as he always did. Wang Peng followed Li Cheng into a new small restaurant. He saw a sign in the window. Tired of all that fat? Want to lose weight? Come inside Yong Hui's slimming restaurant. Only slimming food served here. Make yourself thin again. Curiosity drove Wang Peng inside. It was full of people. The hostess, a very thin lady, came forward. Welcome, she said. My name is Yong Hui. I'll help you lose weight and be fit in 2 weeks if you eat here every day. Then she gave a menu to Wang Peng. There were few choices of food and drink on it. Just rice, raw vegetables served in vinegar, fruit, and water. Wang Peng was amazed at this, and especially at the prices. It cost more than a good meal in his restaurant. He could not believe his eyes. He threw down the menu and hurried outside. On his way home, he thought about his own menu. Did it make people fat? Perhaps he should go to the library and find out. He could not have Yong Hui getting away with telling people lies. He had better do some research. At the library, Wang Peng was surprised to find that his restaurant served far too much fat and Yong Hui's far too little. Even though her customers might get thin after eating Yong Hui's food, they were not eating enough energy-giving food to keep them fit. They would become tired very quickly. Wang Peng felt more hopeful as he drove back home. Perhaps with a discount and a new sign he could win his customers back. So he wrote, Want to feel fit and energetic? Come and eat here. Discounts today. Our food gives you energy all day. The competition between the two restaurants was on.